There are new agency heads in place at the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice, Corrections, Transportation, Environmental Protection, and Law Enforcement. It's that last position that's generating a lot of controversy.
He was forced out of his job. He did not resign voluntarily. Would you agree with that, sir?
I'll tell you that Commissioner Bailey did a great job. Commissioner Swearingen's going to do a great job. The cabinet approved him today. We're at a 43-year low on our crime rate. We're going to continue to make sure this is the state that people want to live in because it's safe.
Governor Rick Scott has refused to directly answer why he chose to let go of longtime FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey. Bailey is one of the most well-respected law enforcement officers in the state who served under three governors, including Scott. Bailey says he was forced out. After a recent meeting of the Florida Cabinet, Attorney General Pam Bondi was asked about Bailey's departure.
Apparently, the understanding is that he stepped down because he was told that he no longer had confidence and support from members of the Cabinet, which includes you. So are you saying at no point in time did you ever communicate to anyone in the Scott administration that you were willing to get rid of Commissioner Bailey?
I think the world of Commissioner Bailey.
You're not answering the question.
I think the world of Commissioner Bailey.
Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam and Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater also answered the question similarly, though Atwater did expand some.
He informed us that he was stepping down. So if there's something else to that story that he has not taken the time, we have a very good working relationship. If he had anything else to add, I would assume he would have added that. But just that he was stepping down, he appreciated his opportunity to serve.
In statements to the Miami Herald and Tampa Bay Times, Atwater, Bondi, and Putnam now say they're disappointed with the way Bailey was treated. In an open letter to Governor Rick Scott posted on Facebook, former FDLE Secretary Jim York alleges the governor pressed Bailey to brief Scott's campaign staff on ongoing cases and to allow the governor's office to review FDLE press releases. In a statement, the governor's office directly refutes York's claim. Scott spokeswoman Jackie Schutz says, quote, "Those claims are untrue. It's not true to say the governor's office asked any agency to include misleading or inaccurate information in press releases. We work with all our agencies." The dust-up over Bailey's ouster comes as the governor continues to shuffle the leaders of the state agencies he oversees. The shuffle, not unusual in a governor's second term, has also stirred rumors of which agency heads could be next. Florida Insurance Commissioner Kevin McCarthy's name has come up. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.